everyone. Annette and Ada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette and Ada. Today, we're on What Am I, our second day with it, and we're on lesson 352.
One thing that we neglected to mention last time is that this is the last what is.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
I mean, it is technically What Am I, but we kind of refer to these as the what is.
Yes.
Sections of part two. So, this is the last one.
This is
one.
It. We're sliding into home here.
Yes, we are. So, what am I? I am God's son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of his love. In me is his creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God himself. I am the heaven where his love abides. I am his holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides his own.
Our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this 1 year we gave to God together, you and I, we found a single purpose that we shared. And thus you joined with me, so what I am, are you as well. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak of nor describe. Yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it too, if we exemplify the words in us.
We are the bringers of salvation. We accept our part as saviors of the world, which through our joint forgiveness is redeemed. And this, our gift, is therefore given us. We look on everyone as brother and perceive all things as kindly and as good. We do not seek a function that is past the gate of heaven. Knowledge will return when we have done our part. We are concerned only with giving welcome to the truth.
Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice of God proclaim the world as sinless. Ours the minds which join together as we bless the world. And from the oneness that we have attained, we call to all our brothers, asking them to share our peace and consummate our joy.
We are the holy messengers of God, who speak for him, and carrying his word to everyone whom he has sent to us, we learn that it is written on our hearts, and thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God who thought he suffered. Now is he redeemed, and as he sees the gate of heaven stand open before him, he will enter in and disappear into the heart of God. What am I?
Lesson 352. Judgment and love are opposites. From one comes all the sorrows of the world, but from the other comes the peace of God himself. Forgiveness looks on sinlessness alone and judges not. Through this I come to you. Judgment will bind my eyes and make me blind. Yet love, reflected in forgiveness here, reminds me you have given me a way to find your peace again. I am redeemed when I elect to follow in this way. You have not left me comfortless. I have within me both the memory of you and one who leads me to it. Father, I would hear your voice and find your peace today, for I would love my own identity and find in him the memory of you. Lesson 352.
So all of these last 10 lessons are just prayers.
Mm-hmm. Have and a little bit longer.
Not just prayers, but our prayers.
Yeah, not just simply prayers. They're solely prayers with a little bit longer actual central idea for the day. Another big thing, it's not a difference, it's just a big thing, is so to recognize it's what am I, not who am I. Because who we are, really are, as God created us, is a what, not a who.
Right, because we in the ego thought system have created this identity of who we think we are. And who we think everyone else is. And then, of course, the miracles is teaching us is we're not a who, we're a what. We are the Holy Son of God. Together. Mm-hmm. Not separate, not the separated aspects. One thing, okay, so there's two things that came up for me while we were doing our reading. So yesterday we had, my sinless brother is my guide to peace. My sinful brother is my guide to pain, and which I choose to see, I will behold. And you were talking to us about how you can get caught up in anxiety and then forget to turn it over and lose sight of maybe there's a larger purpose in everything that we're doing, even what we think of as insignificant.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then today we have judgment and love are opposites. From one come all the sorrows of the world. But from the other comes the peace of God. And that kind of took me back to where we were when we were in the last judgment. And it's the last time we judge ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that. Have you had a different experience of life since the last judgment? Because I was, you know, numbers of weeks ago. And are you seeing when you do go into judgment of someone else, you are actually going into judgment of yourself as well?
For me, I have had a different experience from what is the last judgment. And I can see it in myself of, you know, barring days like yesterday, having a lot more ease just within my person, in my being, I guess. I still struggle a lot with making the connection between, you know, when it comes to judging others, especially if it's something that didn't come from love. That's still a huge challenge for me some days.
So the challenge, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you, because you're sometimes I'm not exactly sure, and I want to make sure. So what you're saying is when somebody does something that you don't find very appealing, you have a hard time getting over it, or...
No, not so much getting over it. It's more, so you know, on A Course in Miracles, if you see something in the world that is upsetting you, it also can mean that you believe that that's something that it can actually change who you are. Like that, what someone did, what they said, how they treated me, I can see that as that a person or a being that can actually truly be affected by what they said or did. That's how, if it's something like on a normal, like everyday Joe Schmo, in a Joe Schmo kind of way, I am a lot better about doing that since we did What is the Last Judgment. But it's still the really big things, like the really unloving ways people treat each other, that I know that's like this continual work in progress to that I can kind of get lost in that ego thought system. It is kind of funny how we can have something like the Last Judgment and it does bring up a lot of different thoughts or feelings where, so that last time I judged myself, I wouldn't say that's something I'm fully over yet.
You're still judging yourself?
Yeah, that's a long way of saying it.
Well, what I was thinking about this was how, you know, it talks forgiveness looks on sinlessness alone and judges not. Through this, I come to you. Judgment will bind my eyes and make me blind. Yet love, reflected in forgiveness here, reminds me you have given me a way to find your peace again. I am redeemed when I elect to follow in this way. You have not left me comfortless. I have within me both a memory of you and one who leads me to it. So not only do we have the memory of who we truly are, but we also have the Holy Spirit that is indwelling all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I would hear your voice and find your peace today, for I would love my own identity and find in him the memory of you. Since the last judgment, I can get very much into judgment of others. But what I've noticed since the last judgment is that I'm being, I would almost say, like, reminded more and more. I have more awareness of some, like, so if something occurs and I'm judging it, I've, since this time through with the last judgment, I, like, automatically, it seems like, go into finding a time when I have done the same thing, or when I have thought something like that, this thing that I'm judging. And doing this, I didn't try to do this. It's just, like, happening lately. When I do this, I'm really finding, you know, because there's a part in the text that we'll read together once we start doing the text, but that, you know, what we're all doing is we're solving our problems through fantasy. And I am getting clearer and clearer about, number one, how I've tried to solve my problems through fantasy, but also clearer and clearer how I do or have done the same thing that leads me into judgment of someone else. And why I wanted to bring that up is because I think when we have this sort of experience, at least for me, how it's playing out is I can see that other people aren't that different than I am. Like, I've always felt very different, and I still kind of still do, like, different than most folks. But I'm seeing where, so if somebody says something.
Do you have an example?
Yeah. So if someone unfriends me on Facebook, I'll say, in the old days, if someone would unfriend me on Facebook, I would think, ugh, what did I do? You know, and then I'd spiral and I would be questioning myself and also being upset with them. Like, how could they unfriend me on Facebook? But then I thought, I've unfriended people on Facebook, not to be mean, but just, like, I didn't have the same interests, you know, and they would be posting a lot of things about something that I didn't really have interest in. It wasn't that I didn't like them. It wasn't I was trying to be mean. It was just that our interests didn't really align. And it was as simple as that. And so, like, if I see someone unfriends me on Facebook, I'm not going into this real place of judgment of them and me that I used to. And I'm finding that it's easier to deal with the stuff that happens in life. Like, oh, well, they have their feelings, so they unfriend me on Facebook. They have their feelings. Let them have them. I mean, like, not get going all into judgment and getting all upset about it. That would be an example.
Mm.
Or I met someone a few weeks ago where they, instead of saying no, they couldn't do something, they would make up an excuse, but it was very obvious that it was an excuse. And I thought to myself, isn't that interesting, you know, that they're having a hard time just saying no, they're having to make up an excuse. And then I think of all the times I did that myself, where I couldn't say no, so I made up some sort of a thing. And I wasn't trying to be, you know, like deceptive, but it was easier for me to say, oh, you know, I gotta do something over here than to say no. I mean, and that's one of the real kind of first things I had to learn when I started on my healing journey. It's just, we just got to be honest. We just have to be authentic. But those are the things that have been coming up for me. Like, I can see people doing things that I have or still do. And it's bringing compassion to both them and me.
What is bringing compassion done to help with your sense of peace?
Well, first of all, I'd have to answer that by saying I'm much more willing to listen to guidance. I'm much more willing to turn things over. I'm much more willing to listen to guidance. I'm also having more compassion for myself, which is leading me more to peace. Because when you see someone else do something or react in the same way or solve their problems through fantasy, and then it's like, yeah, see, we're kind of all in this together. We all struggle maybe in different ways, but like judgment and love are opposites. When we're in judgment, we just can't get to anywhere but the fear. But when we're in love, then we can get to the place where we accept ourselves, love and accept ourselves, and love and accept others.
So if you're like me and a little bit of a hothead, this can be a struggle.
So tell us more about that.
Well, the more about that is, it's not like I just fly off the handle or something, but I...
Or maybe it is.
Well, it's more like I'm like a 0 to 100 kind of person.
Right.
Or maybe a 60 to 100. I'm always going...
I've never seen you at zero.
Well, that's what I mean. Like I said in a previous episode, I just jump out of bed. Like, I just go.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I live. I'm just like, vroom. And so if someone out there is listening and you're kind of like me, where you're just kind of always revving, you're always kind of revved up, then having, coming to this place of peace or even the stillness of checking in for guidance can be more of a challenge. I know there are no order of difficulties in difficulty miracles. There's no order of difficulty miracles, which we'll be talking about next year, 2023. We're starting off the text. And we do talk about, this is one of the miracle principles that we'll get to, I think, within the first day or so. I know there's no order of difficulty miracles. I know that. And if you're like me and you're a bit of a hothead, you have to be a lot more intentional about it.
Well, yeah, just because...
I can see it in your eyes. You're trying to say, how do I see this? That's just like a yes.
Well, it's just like what you shared yesterday. So you don't say to yourself, oh, well, you know, I guess things are happening a little bit later than I thought, or, oh, this the day isn't really shaping up to be, you know, how I thought it would be. You go like, oh my gosh, you know, this is happening. All the dominoes are falling down.
Yeah.
Right?
If I don't make this flight, I'm not going to make the next flight, which means I'm not going to make my third connecting flight. Then I'm late. And then I'll lose my hotel. Catastrophic thinking, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think some of these, those are all just habits. and they can be tougher habits to break.
Well, I think also we don't think about it. Like maybe it is a habit, but that's also like we don't really bring the awareness into inviting love in. Maybe to all of life, you know, like that's a learning thing that hopefully we've started learning a little bit this year. But, you know, for you and I, we're 8 years into it. I think this whole idea of making sure that we stop and invite love in and create that space so that we can hear this voice. Because Father, I would hear your voice and find your peace today, for I would love my own identity and find in him the memory of you. Like, we don't have to just go on in the ego thought system.
No, we don't.
We can come back and just say, okay, I missed my flight, which is completely annoying, or the flight is canceled, completely annoying. I'm feeling annoyed right now, and I'm going to turn this over.
And if you goof up, you can always try again.
So have a wonderful day practicing lesson 352. Judgment and love are opposites. From one come all the sorrows of the world, but from the other comes the peace of God himself.
See you tomorrow.